Right now we're at 51. ESPN Radio 93.5,
95.3. Well, Mondays and Fridays, we get some calm and peace in the world because we're able to tap the wisdom brother Johnny today from New Orleans. Johnny!
Hey, down in the Big Easy.
Down in the Big Easy this morning, Mike Ditka from the Windy City of Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
Great to have you both on. All right, I don't even know where to begin, but we'll just begin. Univision Television yesterday, the President of the United States speaking, said this.
You can't change Washington from the inside. You can only change it from the outside.
All right, so what does that mean, Johnny?
No, no. I guess that means we have to change it. Well, but I don't know how to do that unless we throw some of these guys out, Stevie.
But he was referring to, he said because that's how he changed it, because that's how he got elected and changed from the outside by bringing people like him in, which is absolutely absurd because it's the worst thing you could do to bring people like him. And, John, you're right. We got to get a lot of these politicians out of politics because they're not there to serve. They're there for their special interest, and it's ridiculous after a while. But our country's getting nothing done. We can't pass a budget. We can't do a lot of things right now. But after a while, it gets a little tiring.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve.
Hold on. Can I take this one second, okay?
Sure, Coach. You got to Coach. Hey, Stevie, I've seen a lot of the same old inside Washington stuff going on. I mean, you know, it's not like it's been a breath of fresh air. We saw the health care deal was one of the worst I've seen with the inside deals and the perks and the bribes of the votes.
Well, we were talking about humongous benefits for these senators to get their vote, correct? I mean, they bought that thing.
Well, that's it, Mike. We haven't really seen that much of a change as far as inside Washington politics. It's worse.
One of the things that stood out, he said there'd be no lobbyists. We're not going to hire anybody in the White House that was a lobbyist. All that stuff never happened.
No, but what did he ever say that did happen? Well, what has he said that has happened? I mean, he's a wonderful speaker. He's a very pleasant man. He makes a nice appearance. But there's no substance, guys. None. Zero. There's no facts. I mean, it's talk, it's conversation, it's churning, it's turning the wheels, whatever you want to call it. There's no substance.
I will say, Steve, I was trying to think of something positive to say. The president, you know, there's always a good side, and I think he has, I think it's real, too. He's been a good role model for the traditional American family as far as what we see with his wife and daughter.
Boy, do we need that. Do we need
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's an important thing.
I'll give him that as well. I mean, because, boy, do we need dads involved. And yes,
just the family, the commitment to the family unit.
Yep, so. No question about it. So, all right, there you go. We said something positive. Let's shift to Eric Holder, Fast and Furious, Univision Television. They ask him why you're not firing Eric Holder.
We initiated the meetings, had a series of meetings.
Oh, I'll take it back. This is regarding why haven't you done immigration? Why haven't you done immigration? This is the president who absolutely was adamant that they were going to fix this in the first year in 2008.
We initiated the meetings, had a series of meetings, and what we could not get was a single Republican, including the 20 who had previously voted for comprehensive immigration reform, to step up and say, we will work with you to make this happen.
All right, so he couldn't get a Republican, Johnny, so he just said, okay, we can't do it.
Well, they had the majority. They did not need a Republican for the health care bill, and they didn't need one for immigration. There were 2 years that he could have done that, so that doesn't wash, Steve.
What do you call that, then? You call that a lie?
I don't know what you call it. I don't know how you rationalize it.
I'm afraid
it's disingenuous would be a good word.
Well,
kind way to put it. All right, now we go to Eric Holder regarding the Fast and Furious.
Eric Holder has my complete confidence because he has shown himself to be willing to hold accountable those who took these actions and is passionate about making sure that we're preventing guns from getting into the wrong hands.
Oh, boy. I don't know anything about that statement there, Mike. Wow.
Well, let me explain Eric Holder very simply. He's in over his head. He doesn't get it. This is an appointment of a friend. He doesn't get it. He's in over his head. And all this stuff about Fast and Furious, we were dead wrong. I mean, what they did was wrong. Let's face it. We were wrong. We provided the guns.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just when you hear it, this is the thing that bothers me about the president. The guns did go into the wrong hands. That was the whole point of Fast and Furious. And he's talking like, this is the kind of thing we're never going to let happen. It's like, we don't even know how it happened yet because he won't let us find out. And if we don't learn from the mistakes we're making, that's just going to make it worse. And I've seen it going down. So it's not really surprising. It's a pretty easy analysis. You make a mistake, you have to learn from your mistakes.
We try to cover our mistakes. I mean, that's what politicians do.
I'll tell you, Mike, you have to understand reality before you can make a coherent decision. You have to. If you go on the wrong premise, then you're not going to succeed, Steve.
Unless you alibi your way out of it and say, "Well, we were not told this facts and this and that," and it's the same thing. You know what he just said about, well, not one single Republican, including the 20. Well, he has a majority. I mean,
right.
I mean, who's going to hear this? You know who's going to hear this? People were going to, you know, probably a certain percentage, maybe that 47% that Romney was talking about. They'll hear that and say, hey, oh, this guy's right on target. This guy's America's hero. Well, fine, he may be, but that's not true.
It's not true, and the issue is that no one's going to fix it. People might say, well, oh, it wasn't his fault. Well, okay, what are we going to do to fix it?
Well, you know, we talk about jobs. We talk about, you know, our stance in the world, what's happening over in the Middle East. But, you know, the main thing is, I mean, guys, nobody's talking about this debt thing. It's ridiculous. I mean, no matter what you say, you can blame it on 10 administrations previous to you that we were headed in that direction. But since he got in office, that direction is incredibly worse.
And I think it's based on a misunderstanding of reality.
Right.
He believes
you can't spend more than you earn.
He believes that the government needs to put more money in and hire more people to get the economy going, which kind of works against the economy. And he really believes that it was the American bullying and kind of overreaching and George Bush who made people across the other nations mad at us. Well, that's not what happened. We've had problems going back 30 and 40 years, for sure. Through the Clinton years, we had all kinds of terrorists.
Yeah, if you want to eliminate a lot of the problems, cut off all aid to the Middle East. Cut off all aid.
Well, first you have to understand that it's not George Bush. You don't have to apologize for him. That's not the issue.
Yeah.
It's not the video.
Yeah.
That's not the problem.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what the problem is, you can't even start trying to
right.
fix it.
It's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka, ESPN Radio 93.5, 95.3. Great to have you on this Friday morning. Earlier in the week, the president said this from 1998.
And my suggestion, I guess, would be that the trick, this is one of the few areas where I think there are technical issues that have to be dealt with as opposed to just political issues. I think the trick is figuring out how do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
Okay, all right. So I here's the newsman I am. I heard that, and I didn't even think it was news. What's the news there? He believes he's I've known that since Joe the Plumber.
Well, I think the interesting word was trick. It is a trick. It doesn't work. So it has to be a trick to talk you into trying it. That kind of thing, at a high level, you know. Maybe we spread as much of our wealth out in terms of infrastructure as we've talked about, and then give everybody a chance to succeed and to be the best they can be, I guess. But that's it. You don't take someone who has succeeded stuff and give it to people who haven't got as much stuff and say, now everybody's happy, because nobody will be happy.
Exactly. What he's trying to do is not what this country's all about. It's not about redistribution. It's about self-achievement, for self-values, for climbing, for moving, for having goals, for doing things. That's what America's always been about. You know, the immigrants that came over here with nothing, look at what they've turned themselves into. Look at the families they raised. Look at the kids they put through college. Why? Because the government gave it to them? I don't think so. Because they worked their butts off, because they had a great work ethic. What we have in our country now is a bad work ethic. We have people that know if they don't work, somebody's going to take care of them. So ultimately,
we do
for people what they could and should do for themselves. And that's what Lincoln said in 1861. So, and, I mean, where are we going with this? I mean, you can listen to this guy spin it any way you want to spin it. This is bad. It's wrong. You know, it does, I'm not a genius, but I'm telling you what he's saying is wrong.
And I'll tell you, Steve, what America has redistributed has been opportunity. Don't forget, the American dream is basically investing in the value and the rights of an individual. That's been new. No one else did that. There was always a king or a czar or a government or a politburo. And here we come along with a new idea. It's worked. This has worked. And if you try to over-redistribute, you take that away. You try to make everybody the same, then you're not putting that value in the individual. Mike, you know, we don't have to be geniuses to understand that. But,
well, no, you don't. I mean, unless you're a socialist. And that's basically the direction we're moving. I mean, the European thing, I mean, it's ridiculous after a while.
Right. There's
incentive. Drive yourself. Initiative.
And it's the individual
that makes yourself happen. Be proud. Wake up and say, geez, I did this. That's great stuff. What's the matter with that?
Yeah,
well, I picked up my mail and I got a check from the government.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, okay, this is brand new as of yesterday. There's a Obama campaign has launched the For All campaign, encouraging supporters to take pictures of themselves with their hands on their hearts and a note on their hand explaining why they support our president. That's just kind of creepy to me, Johnny. I'm pledging allegiance to what now?
I don't know.
Well, maybe it's King. Who knows?
Frank Marshall Davis, the communist, that was a mentor to Barack Obama. If you go back to Dreams of My Father, in the audio versions, there were 22 mentions of Frank that have been edited out. Again, creepy to me. I mean, it is what it is. The guy was surrounded by a guy. I would probably feel the same way Barack Obama does if I had the same mentors he had. So he is what he is. Let's not hide what he is. And that's a guy that just has a different worldview, Johnny. That's all.
Well, the worst part about that guy is he's the president of the United States.
Well,
that's
and
the worst part.
The worst part is he's trying to implement that
vision. I understand that.
And then it's not working, and this is the worst thing about it, and nothing's working, and at a point you have to start to say, I better tweak my worldview, because nothing's working. Instead of, well, it would work if it wasn't for the Republicans, if it worked if it wasn't for George Bush, it would work if it wasn't for the bad economy. Maybe the philosophy's wrong, and that's an important point, because... you need to change if things aren't working.
The one final thing, worldview thing, and then we're going to talk a few sports headlines. Benjamin Netanyahu apparently is all in on Mitt Romney, and I don't know what the administration can do further to Israel as far as not being truly engaged, what a lot of people think. But anyway, Benjamin Netanyahu said, "We need strength, not apologies," as he greeted Mitt Romney in a great photo op. Does that hurt him at all, alienating Barack Obama at all, Johnny?
Hurt Mitt Romney or Netanyahu?
Hurt Benjamin Netanyahu at all?
I don't think so. I don't think he's worried about it, but no. I don't know. Boy, I can't figure out American politics, so I'm afraid I don't know about
Israel. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we haven't been the greatest ally for Israel over the last 4 years anyway. So, I mean, I understand what he's saying and why he's saying it. And Israel has proven over years it can take care of itself in most cases, and it will.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the NFL. Last night, Eli Manning over the Carolina Panthers. Easy game, Mike. That wasn't even competitive, was it?
Yeah, it was bad. I mean, when you looked at everything that happened, I really couldn't understand what they were doing defensively, that is Carolina. But it, needless to say, Eli Manning is special, you know, he put in two different football players. He put in a running back. He has a great game. He put in the receiver. He has a career game. So, I mean, you know, I think it's a credit to the New York Giants that they have these quality people backing up. I mean, that they can find these people, put them on the field, and get that kind of production out of them. But it all starts with Manning and the coach. And the
coach. Stevie, we're hoping we can bring Kansas City in the dome.
I know.
I've got to tell you, and speaking of the president, I dreamt President Obama was quarterback in the Saints.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
He'll throw more another one.
What's that?
I,
Fumble another one.
The president's quarterback in our team is pretty cool, but then he didn't have him. We couldn't get the huddle going, and then we called a timeout, and then we couldn't get lined up, Coach. Coach, we couldn't get a playoff. It was a nightmare.
Well, it was a redistribution. Then we just couldn't have the running back score. We had to have the offensive tackle score, too.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious.
Anyhow, I woke up, and I'm okay, I think. But anyway.
Well, the best game on the ticket this weekend looks to be New England at Baltimore, Mike.
It should be a tough game. Again, you know, New England's a great club. I mean, Baltimore could have won last week. New England, they've had two pretty close games, too. I mean, they missed the field goal. First of all, they got a great break to get in the game, and then they missed the field goal. But, I look at those two teams, and, you know, it's a toss-up. I watched New England after the first week, and I really got impressed because they're running the ball and everything. And then last week didn't look like the same ball club, especially on offense. And I don't know what this deal is with Welker either. I'm sorry. If the guy's a good player, play him. If he's not, don't play him.
Yeah. I don't get quite the Jay Cutler relationship in Chicago. Can you explain that to me, Coach?
It's hard. Guys, it's hard. It's going to be brutal here until there has to be an awakening and an understanding and a maturity in the individual that he has to understand that he has a job to do, and that job is to be the quarterback of the Bears and to be the leader of the football team, and his actions can't show otherwise. And when they do, he's going to have a problem.
Well, I think the Chicago has a personality, and I don't know that Cutler matches that very well. They just don't connect with Jay that well, and from a personality. And I think it's because he just doesn't seem that. I don't know. There's something about him that doesn't seem committed at times, I guess. When he is, but it just doesn't come off.
Well, he's one of those exasperating guys where he can be so good and he can be so bad and he can be so odd. He seems to be just an odd kind of guy.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Well, you know, guys, but he's a diabetic, and we don't know how that makes you feel. And you got to give him the benefit of the doubt there, but it just seems like he's missing some social skills somewhere along
right.
the way.
That's and it's not meshing with the Chicago Bear fans.
Johnny, you were there at the NFC Championship, and they showed a lot of empathy for an injury.
Well, my personality apparently doesn't mesh with the Bear fans, especially in a Saints jersey. That's bad.
Hey, when the Bears played down here in Champaign, Johnny said, you're going to be real happy when they leave, and it was a different crowd. I remember taking Nathaniel to the game. He was only 9 at the time. I was worried about fights rolling into me and all the state police grabbing
guys. Well, that was Bears Green Bay particularly, too. That's always an interesting game.
Man.
It was fun having them down there, too.
It was
the Bears
just
coming to Champagne.
Different texture with a lot of beer. Holy cow. Holy moly. There's a lot of drinking at an NFL game, Mike. There's no doubt about that.
I don't know. I've never been in the bleachers at one.
Well, you probably don't want to be. If somebody would give you some business, there's no question about it. Those fans can be really ridiculous. Okay, finally, we got to touch on this FedEx Championship, and you got the best golfers at East Lake down in Atlanta. And just to watch Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy together, I was watching yesterday, and Phil was out there, and there's, you know, a couple hundred people. There are thousands watching the Rory-Tiger grouping. And, Mike, I'm telling you, it's just I know how good these guys are, but every week I just go, wow, how do they do that? How do they play a 520-yard par 4?
Well, and they do it. I mean, look at a lot of them weren't even hitting drivers off the tee.
I know.
I mean, it's amazing.
How do you do a wedge from 160?
The skill level of these guys is incredible. Huh. I mean, and so many of them are so good. I mean, it's not just four of them or three of them or 10 of them. There's 150 guys that can win this thing. Now, there's only 30 in the tournament, or I don't know what.
Yeah, there's 30 in the tournament,
yeah.
And 66 is leading. Tiger's at the top.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Mickelson. Mickelson played, I thought, very good. He just the putt wouldn't go in the hole.
Yeah,
Couldn't get the ball in the hole. I mean, you can't get the ball in the hole, you can't score.
Well, does this count as a major, Steve?
That's a good. I don't think so.
It's not considered a major, but it's $10 million.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I consider that pretty major.
It's also odd. It's also odd because you don't have to win to get to $10 million.
You've amassed
enough points, and so if somebody sneaks up there, Rory could finish fourth and still get $10 million. I mean, that's a pretty good gig, Johnny.
Well, that's the way the thing's set up, and it's fair because it rewards you for everything you do.
It's a series. It's a tournament run. There's no question. But it's phenomenal to see these guys hit. you know, 160-yard wedge, Johnny. That's what you do for
fun. Well, we should.
Well, 224 yards, 218 yards, you hit a 6-iron.
Yeah, 6-iron.
We shouldn't
Hello.
Have focused as
I
much.
A driver.
We shouldn't have focused as much on bowling. We should have went with golf.
That's exactly right. Hey, gentlemen, we'll leave it there. Mike will watch you on ESPN all weekend long.
All right, guys, you take care. God bless you both.
God bless you both.